From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, is under a state of emergency after protesters clashed with police for a second night following another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The demonstration, which began peacefully, turned violent, and police used tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The city government also retracted a statement that the person had died. The protest stemmed from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Terrence Crutcher's twin spoke about the incident when she talked to reporters on Wednesday.
And to hear the helicopter police say he looks like a bad dude, people who are paid to protect and serve us. You didn't know my brother. You didn't know if he needed help. You didn't even stop to see you immediately because you thought he looked like a bad dude. Told him to comply. Comply for what? What did he do to comply? Why did he need to put his hands up? What did he do?
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or military shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. This is VOA News. If the deteriorating situation, or ceasefire that is, in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested a high-level meeting at the United Security Council on Wednesday that a sort of no-fly zone should be in place.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
Kerry did not single out Russian or Syrian planes, which have been blamed for deadly attacks on civilians during the Syrian war, and is suspected of having a role in the attacks on the humanitarian convoy this week, which killed more than a dozen people. Kerry said his proposal would apply to all aircraft in specified areas of Syria, including planes flown by the United States and its coalition partners. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, also known as the FBI, is asking for the public's help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. Authorities arrested Rahami on Monday after an exchange of gunfire with police that left him and two officers wounded. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are clashing over which one could improve the plight of low-income residents in the country's inner cities. Clinton says if one of her top priorities will be increasing economic growth that's strong, fair, and lasting.
Whether they can participate in our economy and lead rich, full lives that are as healthy and productive as possible is a reflection on us as a country. And right now, in too many ways, we are falling short.
Meantime, Donald Trump also promises to reverse the fortunes, economic fortunes of people in the inner city. He is taking some criticism, though, for saying life in the nation's poverty-ridden cities is the worst ever. Schools and businesses were forced to close in Puerto Rico Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left just over a million people in the dark. The governor of the U.S. territory said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across the island as generators began to malfunction. Fortunately, no one was hurt in those fires. Puerto Rican authorities say they expect power to be restored to most of the island by Thursday. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.